Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, my name is Michael Goodfriend, and I'm the executive producer of the Play On Podcasts. If you've been listening to the Play On Podcast series Coriolanus, you may recognize the voice of the person I'm about to interview. Chaney Waits plays multiple characters throughout the series, coming in and out of scenes and episodes with the skill and subtlety of a chameleon, staying true to each character, yet always differentiating her voice just enough to be distinct and surprising whenever she's heard. She's also the voice you hear at the introduction and in the credit roll at the beginning and end of each episode. We at Next Chapter Podcasts aren't the first to discover her range and talent. It turns out she's done a lot of voice work on Audible books, podcasts, and voiceovers for many organizations, including her award-winning turn as the narrator of the audiobook Say Her Name by Zeta Elliott. She's also the co-founder of Capacity Arts, a theater collective that created highly interactive historical dramas and developed tailored leadership workshops to lift up untold stories, build empathy across dividing lines, and deepen participants' analysis of historical and present-day conditions. She's been program director of the International Theater Project in Rwanda since 2013, where she has co-directed 5 original plays devised by youth and led professional developments at the Agahozo Shalom Youth Village and Wengwavu Community Learning Center and Library in Rwanda. Needless to say, there is a lot to talk about with Chaney, and I am thrilled to have her with me today. Chaney, welcome to Next Chapter Podcast and the Play On Podcast bonus content series for Coriolanus.
Thank you, Michael. What a treat and a new endeavor.
All right, so let's get right to it, okay? Tell us how you got into voice acting, because it's such a huge component of your career. What led to your doing this type of work?
When I began my New York acting career, I was in a production of Trojan Women at Classical Theater of Harlem.
This child belonged to all of us. All our men dead, and yet they feared that they'd be killed.
And one of my dear friends now, and who I will say also a mentor, magnificent actor, perhaps you've encountered her, Lizanne Mitchell, she was playing one of the lead roles in the piece. And befriending and getting to know, I said, Lizanne, how do you keep afloat when you're in between gigs? What do you do? Are you working in a restaurant? Because at that time, I had, as many folks, had multiple part-time jobs. I was doing the work study at Broadway Dance Center, like all the things to then be able to allow me to show up for my first New York City production. And she said, I do audiobooks. I said, what? Really? Tell me more. And audiobook and voiceover work. I had listened to one or two. Actually, the very first audiobook I listened to was narrated by Audra McDonald, who I had the privilege to meet when I was as a freshman in college, and she was on Broadway, and I will never forget meeting her and Brian Stokes Mitchell. It was ragtime.
Take to him.
at the stage door, my 17-year-old self and all. And
a wonderful production. I remember it very, very well. And also Classical Theater of Harlem is a terrific organization. Can you tell us just a little bit about that organization?
A theater situated in Harlem that emerged. Its playing space was a part of Harlem School of the Arts playing space. And Ty Jones was actually in this production of Trojan Women as well. And they were then articulating a commitment to uplifting classics. And I say classics was air quotes. Mm-hmm. that centered Black bodies and voices, my understanding, as well as diverse bodies and voices beyond a typical Eurocentric perspective, particularly as it relates to classical texts. So those historically known as classics being Shakespeare or your Moliere and such. We were doing Trojan Women.
So you got cast in that, and was it one of your first professional gigs, or had you been working?
One of my first professional gigs in New York.
I had
done a tour prior and some tours, but this was my first New York City off Broadway or off. I'm not sure the label, but my first professional
Broadway, highly respected. I will say that.
Yes. And it then led to some subsequent performances. I was had the privilege of being in then a production of the Scottish play.
Mm-hmm.
That went to Germany.
We can say it here because we're not in.
I hesitate at times.
And we've done it.
Macbeth.
Yes.
Macbeth subsequently that Ty was also in, and we went to Germany. We were on a tour. And so both of these productions were directed by Alfred Preiser. And then I was in the third production that I had with them was Caligula. And Andre DeShields was playing Caligula in that production. So particularly my Lizanne, who is a masterful being and actor, she's the one that talked to me to tell me about her audiobook work and shared the company she was working with at the time. And that is what struck my interest in pursuing and recognizing that.
She introduced you to this company? To the company
that
you...
She did not. She was someone who was a part of the introduction, I will say. She was one of many.
She facilitated.
She was one of many in that telling me the who. I mean, because that's also what was happening at the time. Like, you got to get, who do I talk to? How do I even know it exists? Will you listen to my demos? Will you what should my demo entail? How do you go about approaching your character work?
So I'm gonna interrupt you because I really want to get into this. This is good for the young folks that might be listening who are anxious to do the type of work that you have been doing and that you do. The persistence, the strategizing, the hustle, right? How do you get to those people? What do you have to do? Tell us about the persistence it takes.
Find someone who's willing to talk to you. And you're right. And a word is persistent, because before I booked my first audiobook, awareness occurred. It was probably 4 years or 5 years before the first booking. And in that time, it was me determining, do I love this? And I said, yes. So why do I love it? One, I was becoming very disillusioned with the expectations the commercial industry had for me as a Black identifying female actor. And I had one particular really heartbreaking class and audition experience that what was heartbreaking was the direction that I was given.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
Next Chapter Podcasts.